When you're on Daf, Samach, Gimel, Amid, Beis, let us just quickly go over the Mishnah and the Gemara, which we had learned last week, and we'll continue. Kidashti esbiti, a father said, Kidashti esbiti, ve'eini yoideya lemi kidashtiya, obo echad v'omar ani kidashtiya nemo. So this person is nemo. Ze omar ani kidashtiya, ve'ze omar ani kidashtiya, Shneyem noisnim get. Vimrotzu, if they agree, echad noisnim get, ve'echad koinis. Omar Rav, so Rav said, Nemon liten get. That what the Mishnah says, the first bov in the Mishnah, that the, after the father had said, Kidashti is biti, and a person comes and says, he's his son-in-law, the nemonis is only liten get, not to be koinis. Ve'enoi nemon lichnois. And what is the reason for this pshoret? Nemon litenget. Ein odom choyte veloiloi. That means, if he decide, he came and he said that he's the son-in-law. No, we don't believe him. We don't believe him. He should be kindness. Eimo ve'nemon lichnois, eimo yitzrei tokvoi. Could be yitzrei tokvoi. So, as we had mentioned last week, could be he has an amonis of an eidechod. And it's not considered a dover sheber, but that needs to aid him. But Yitzray Tokvoy is an egiyah which will take away from him his nemonis. So when it comes lichnois, he's not nemon. But when it comes to give a get, so then we have a miradika hechoche that he's telling the truth. Because it's a miradika maise, if he's take, not the husband. And he really knows that he's not the husband, so he's making a terrible kilku. He's giving a get. Before his get, she was not permitted to get married. So she was nitzel from Isurim. The world was nitzel from Isurim. Now he comes along and gives her a get, which through this get she'll be able to marry whoever she wants. Now, if he'd be gaining from this, a mele. But ain't Adam chayte v'loy loy, what is he gaining from this? He's being machshel her and people. So that is a hichoche that he's telling the truth. Lichnais eima yitzra tokfoy. N'ravasi yomar, af nemon lichnais. He's nemon to be kindness also. And why is he named Lichnois? Sarashi says, because if he has the guts and the audacity to go to the father and say, I'm the one that was Makadish, your daughter. So there's a tremendous fear in doing such an action and saying such a statement. Not that the father forgot who the chosen was, but could be if he'll come and he'll say that I was the chosen, the father will remember Yuzicha not. Yuzicha wasn't the chosen. And then that involves Gewaldik Bushe. Everyone will hear what he had intended to do. So Ravasi said that if he had the guts to come to the father and tell him, I'm the chosen, he was not afraid that the father will be Makrishim Alponov. So we see that he's taka telling the truth. That's the only way we could understand that he's going to the father and saying he's the chosen. So therefore, af nemon lichnois, and this is a hichoche that he's telling the truth. Umayde ravasi, ba'imeres niskadashti, ve'eini yeidas lemi niskadashti. But, till now we're speaking about that the father says, kidashti es biti. So memele, so then, Ravasi holds that the courage to go to say Bifnei Ha'ov that I'm the Chosen, that is a Hechoche that is telling the truth. But if Anisha comes and says Niskadashti, Ve'eini Yedas Lami Niskadashti, Ubo Echad Ba'oma Kidashtiya, She'ein Nemon Lichnais. There's no Nemonis. And we'll see Rashi later And the reason for this is, and let us be perhaps a little moisif on what Rashi is saying, which Rashi will say later. We have to understand when she comes and says, Kidashti es biti, niskadashti, veni yedas laminiskadashti. We have to sympathize with her a little bit. She's of kahakta tzoris. She married herself off. She can't remember who the husband is. So she sees in front of her a very bleak osid. What's going to be? She'll be a gunna her whole life. Now, someone comes and he says, I'm the husband. Let us say, let's be done lechavschus. Not she knows Klo that he's not the husband. She doesn't recollect Klo he was the husband, but she realizes her memory is not the best. He says he's the husband, and he looks like a nice husband, so he says he's the husband. So I could trust him. And she'll, therefore, this person who says he's the husband is not really too scared that she'll be makrishim. She's in a more desperate position. He could influence her more than the father. She, b'chlal, noshim daitam kalas, and b'chlal, she's more desperate than the father is. So, he's not too afraid to tell her that he's the husband. So I lost the hechoche of miltes. By the father, there's a hechoch of miltus that Ravasi holds. He wouldn't have had the audacity to say he's the husband if he wasn't the husband. He'd be scared of the father. But from the Isha, he's not too scared, so he takes a chance. And she's more flexible than the father, so that is why he could, so there's no birr from what he's saying that he's not telling the truth. Could be it's Yitzray Tokvay, and but Al Kaponim, the risk is not too great to say such a statement. Now, I'd like to mention a very interesting machlokes between the Rambam and the Rashbe on this halacha. What did Ravasi say? That means we have a Yitzray Tokvay over here, if he wants to be kindness. A Birr of Mirtas we don't have if he's handling with her. So, Einei Neman Lichmas. Now, what'll be if he goes and gives a get? No, goes and gives a get. So there already we have a new Birr. Goes and gives a get. Ein Adam Chaytei V'loiloi. So, Lachera, a get should help by her also. This is a different Birr. So, the Rambam Perek Tes Halachi Yadal Melchus Isha says as follows. Ha'isha sha'amra niskadashti, ve'eini yeideya lami niskadashti, ubo echad ba'oma anihu shekidashticha, neman liten loget, he's neman liten loget, here we have an odom chayte v'loi loi, v'tiyem muteres l'chol odom chutz mimenu. He will not be able to marry her. That's what the Rambam says. Everyone besides him. The Rav HaMagid says, Shim hoiso muteres loy acha get, yesh lochus liknunye. That means if he'll be muter after the get, so then I lost the whole in odom chayte v'loy loy, because it could very well be he wants to be kindness, the rabbis don't let to be kindness. Fine, so he'll be a tzaddik, and he'll give her a get, and he'll be the first one to propose after the get, and so he's awesome. So now he is giving again, it's mamish l'shem shamayim, we have the echach in odom chayte b'loyla. The Rashba on our Gemara says, on this case, when she says niskadashti, and Ravasi said he's not nemen lichnois, zok the Rashba v'nirin hadvorim, she'im girsha, v'rotzo hu l'koinso l'achazman, he wants to be kainisa, koinso, he's also allowed to be kainisa. Ve'ein bekachlu, nothing. So the Rashba says, the kivin shegirsha. He says, let's understand this. he gave her a get. Hereonu machziken oisa lipniya gmura. That means after you went and gave her a get, we tell anybody and everybody you can marry her. It's glat kosher. That's what we tell everybody. And everyone is allowed to marry her. We have a ichach and odom chayte b'loy loy. So the din is, I mean, that's called also lakainza, but it would seem she's mutter to everyone. Uchishem shematiren oisa lishuk, kach matiren oisa loy. We're mata her to him also. And the Chochma Shleime and Ebenezer perhaps is via this a little better, we should understand. So the Chochma Shleime says as follows. And let us perhaps go with our Hakdama before. We were explaining the difficulties this woman was encountering. This Kadashti Ven Yedei Elami. She sees in front of her a bleak future. So he said, therefore, if someone will say that he's the husband, and he'll be, and he wants to be kind to her, she could readily agree. Stami is the husband, and she won't fight too much about it. At least she has a osit, she has a future, she has a husband. Fine. So therefore, we cannot believe the husband. There's no mirtes over here, and we have to be afraid of Yitzray Tokvay. But now when he gives her a get, it's a new story now. Now she's, I mean, she could be maskim to marry him before he gave her the get, because then her situation was a very difficult situation. She's an aguna. He wants to marry her. He says he married her. And like this, no one is allowed to marry her. No one says they married. He says he married her. So she could convince herself some he was the one that Taka married her. But the minute he gives her a get, she's free. And now he'll come over and say he wants to marry her. Now she can think with a clearer head and we'll think about it. So Mimele, if he goes and gives her a get, he realizes he's far from Batuah. That after the get, he'll be the first one online for to marry her. It's not muchach at all. And he realizes this. So memele, so this aichoche of ein odom choyte v'loy loy, he's not patuach, although they'll get anything from it. And a choyte he is. By saying he's the husband, the mata her, l'kol oilam kuli, if he's a lie, he's a mirdike choyte. And the loy that he might get is not to Batua. So therefore the Rashba holds that she's mutter to him also. Later she decided to marry him, it's also mutter. The Eichoch of Enodim Chaytiv Leiloi applies even to him also. That is on the second halacha of Ravasi. Tana, so the Gemara now is going to ask a kasha and Rav. Rotsu Echad Noisen Get Ve'echad kainis. It says in the Mishnah that two people said kidashtiya, and one wants to give a get, so the other one can be kainis. So it's a tiftan Rav said he's not neman to be kainis, and here we see that he's neman to be kainis. Tiftan Rav. So there's a mirdike kasha that the Rishonim ask on this Gemara. Tiyufta the Rav. What is the kasha? Rav said that a person is not nemal to be kindness. Yitzray Tokva. And here the Mishnah says, Klo, he's nemal to be kindness. Fragen the Rishonim a mirdike kasha. There's two people here. There's one person, and both of them said that they married her, and one person gives a gift. One person gave a get. Now this person that gave a get, I have a raya that he's a tzadi gomo. I know them chayte v'loy loy. That everyone's made. The Rav says that a get of a person who says kibashtiya is glat kosher. After a get, anyone can marry him. So I have a raya from the noisein haget that she's the get. Anyone can marry her. So now I say the second one is permitted to marry her to be kindness. Not because he's Nemon. Could be Taka Yitzray Tokva. It could be he's a big liar. I don't believe him. But you know why he's permitted to be kainisim? Because the first one gave a get. So the minute the first one gave a get, I have a hichoche that he was Taka the husband. And other b'chayte v'loy loy. So Mamil, that's why the second one can marry you. So what's the rai? What's the kasha and rab? All the Rishonim ask this kasha. Rashba the Ritva. So they say, Amor de Keteret. They say that in this case, it doesn't apply in Odom Chayte V'loy Loy. Because as follows. In Odom Chayte V'loy Loy means like this. A person, the father says, Kidashti Yesbite. I don't know who the husband is. Now, let's assume a person comes and says, I'm the husband. Let's assume he's a liar. Okay, we don't believe him. It's like Tokvay, Apple. We don't believe him. We don't believe him that he's a commander. Fine. Now, all of a sudden, he goes and says, well, you won't let me be kindness. I have rachmanas on this woman. She'll be nagune kol yameo. Tashad, she didn't get me for a husband, but the rabbonim don't permit it. Hardly. So memeila, but it's rachmanas, and I'll give her a get. She should be muta l'chol oil. Fine. So then we have a kasha. If he's a liar, why is he doing such a thing? That it should be on his achayis. Now they shouldn't get married to anyone, and if he's taken not the husband, so what is he doing? He's being mater aneisha shish la'alma for no reason whatsoever. In adam chayta, such a chet, and he's not getting anything from it. In adam chayta, that's the ichoche, according to that. But now, let's go back to our case. You have two people over here. One is giving a get. Now let's go again with the same cheshbet. Maybe he's a liar. Why is he giving a get? Why giving a get? He says, listen, I'm a liar. But you know I'm giving a get because after my get, no one can marry a side by side. The other person says she's his wife. Could be he's telling the truth. Could be it's Taki his wife. I'm a liar. When I'm giving a get, I'm not doing wrong. I'm not being mataranesh sheesh. Because after my get, the rabbonim say she can't get married to anyone. Because the second one says that he's the husband. So I wasn't matranesh shish to anyone. Could very well be he's telling the truth. So he's going to marry his wife. I'm not a chayte. So let me give a get and save face. I look like a nice man. But I'm not a chayte over here. Al kaponim in his mind he's not a chayte. So memele, we have no legitimate right to trust him. He's telling the truth from his get. If there's a second person here that's saying he's her husband and she can't get married to anyone, besides the second person, so Mamela, he'll give a get without a heavy heart. He's not a chayte over here. So that was the Gemara's kasha on Rav. So listen, the one who gave the get is no guy from him whatsoever, that he's the true husband. Here he's not a chayte, so forget about him. So who are you relying on? On the second one, who wants to be kindness. You tell me Yitzray Tokvay. So that's John the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara's asking, according to Rav, how can the second one be kindness? There's no raya from the get of the first one, and you're telling me the second one, there's also no raya, because he's right talked for. To yuvte the Rav, Omer lecho Rav, shani hosam, the kiven the ika acher ba'day, irtusi mirtes. That even, Rav said, even though I was chaylik on Rabasi, I said that Al Yitzray Tokvoy could be he's not scared of the father either. But if there's another person here that says he's the husband, then he's really scared. So if the second one says he's the husband, here there's a true Mirtis, and from this Mirtis, I can prove that he's telling the truth. Now let us see what Rashi said. Now there's a Amir de Karashi over here. Rashi says, Kivin dika achabade, sha'oimar anika deshtiya, there's someone else that says anika deshtiya, miltes mi kore, shemo yakir ho'ov shechaveiro ikitsha b'loyu. That means that alone, if he's the only one that's coming, and the father's memory is not too good. See, he's not scared of the father that the father will say, Isaac didn't marry her to you. That he's not scared of. That's what Rav holds. But over here, if the true husband is coming,
And the true husband will come and find, he's coming together with the true husband, and the father will see the true husband, and the true husband can bring chayis, and the true husband knows what really happened. He's fumbling around the liar, but the true husband knows. So he has to face the true husband, and he's gonna say that he's the husband. That is a chavonto. This mirtis rav was also aware of. Shema yake rav shechaveri kitshe v'loihu. So memele. So now Rashi turns the tables upside down. So Rashi says, so if this person who wants to be kindness says that he's the husband, v'hai kushta omar, he's zicha telling the truth. Because if he'd be a liar, he zicha wouldn't say, I want to marry one, I'll be with her, knowing that the true husband could be his opponent. So now Rashi had a kasha, and we'll see. Taisus also has this kasha. You trust the second one. Let's make it Reuven and Shimon. Reuven and Shimon come to the father, and Reuven says, "I'm the husband. I want to be kindness." Shimon says, "I'm the husband. I want to be kindness." And we tell them, "Listen, both of you can't be kindness." So then Reuven says, "Oh, okay, I'll give a get. Hey, finished, I'll give a get." And Shimon is consistent. "No, I don't want to give a get. I want to be kindness. I'm the husband." So now Rashi says, so we have to touch up what happened over here. So we have to understand, Shimon had guts. You see, Reuven is there and he's sticking to his guns. He wants to be kindness. He doesn't want to give her a get. He wants the kindness. Reuven all of a sudden got cold feet. Reuven got cold feet. So you know what the cold feet is? Because Reuven is takalaya. And he sees Shimon there. Good, the first time he met with Shimon, Baruch Hashem, they didn't chap that he's a liar. But he's scared to stick it out, this Reuven. So he says, okay, I'll give a get, finish a guten talk. He wants to get out of here as soon as possible. That's this Reuven. So Rashi says, now looking at this picture, Reuven all of a sudden is giving a get. He's first, "I want to marry her," but then he goes and gives a get. And Shimon is consistent, "I want to be kindness." So from this we see, so we see that Mistama Reuven is the liar, and that's why he wants to get out of this Asik pretty quick, before they really chap that he's a liar. And Shimon, who is consistent and is not afraid that the father will recognize that Reuven's the husband, Vaisus Kushimon is talking the husband. So therefore Rashi says, Vahai Kushta Oma Urshenegdoi Shekiches Yore Lekoinso, Penoising it. So Rashi says, when one gives a get, and one is consistent to be kindness, we see Pungfakel. The kindness is telling the truth, because he wasn't scared of the other one, and the one who gives a get and flies out of the pictures, Mishtamet from the Seisik, that shows that he is scared, and he's the one that said the lie. That's what Rashi says. Now, let me just mention a Moiradike Mashal. Then we'll come back to this Rashi, and then we'll mention a Beishmul and a Rashi. The Mashal says, in a case that two people come, Reuven says, "I'm the husband, I want to be kindness." Shimon says, "I'm the husband, I want to be kindness." And Bezin says, "Well, Basu Yizichi can't be kindness, nothing what to talk about." So Reuven says, I want to be kindness, Yizichi shouldn't be kindness, I'm the husband." And they're consistent, both of them, that the coming day after day, each one says he wants to be kindness. So then the Marshal says, in such a case, we have a tremendous problem over here. That means we were building on the hechoche that a person would never have the audacity to be a liar if he taka wasn't the husband, because Yen is gonna be mavara that he's taka not the husband. Here you have two people that are coming day after day. They're both sticking to their guns. Each one is finding he's the husband. So you see, Claude, one of these two people is a liar with guts. That's what we see, Klal. That's what we see. I mean, there's no shaila about it. Zuk the Marshal, in such a case, we will not permit none of them to get married. If one tries to leave as soon as possible. So then I understand the whole cheshbon of it. He got cold feet, and he's the lie attacker. But if both of them are sticking to their guns, so I see my lie detector of Mirtis isn't working over here, but one of them for sure. So my mail is, and I can't be mad at any, so I have no right to be mad at any one of them. Then both of them will have to give a get. So that what the Mishnah says, it seems right away they came to this agreement. So Memele, so then I could say this whole pshetel. But if both have decided that both were consistent that they want to be kindness, so then both have to give a get and no one is permitted to be kindness. Now let us just see Taisvis. Lachel, this is pshat and Taisvis. Kiven dike chad bahade irtusi mas mamirtis. Af al gab dal kochach ike chad minayu de mishake. So Taisvis Lachel is asking this kasha, how can you rely on Irtusi Mirtis? One is saying a lie. So this bir of Irtusi Mirtis you can't use over here. So that's what Taisvis answers. But he's not sticking to his guns. So forget that what he was mishamet himself from Dal Eisik, that's Guba the Raya, that he's the liar and the other one is telling the truth. Now, there's a machloikis, the Rashba and Rashi in Taisvis. The Rashba says as follows. We have here two cases in the Mishnah. Case number one. We pass Kalei Trabasi. Case number one, the father says, Kidashti is Viti Veni Deo Lemi Kidashtiya. And someone says, I'm the husband. So Rabasi says, we believe him. Mirtas, he'd be scared of the father. Mirtas. Zuk the Rashba. Does he have to make Nochamol Kiddushin, or he makes right away Nisuin? So the Rashbi makes right away Nisuin. I believe him. That's the Taich I believe in. That means this person who had the guts, going to Rabasi, to go in front of the father, knowing if he's a liar, the father could tell him, you zichana. He went and told the father, I'm the husband. So I have a right telling the truth. So if he's telling the truth, doesn't he have to make Kiddushin again? I believe him. I believe in kindness. I mean, before this person came, I told her she's also l'chalodim shaboylam. This person came, so this reichoche of Mirtis, according to Rashi, is proof he's telling the truth. So just like I'm telling her that you can marry him, this is your husband, she doesn't know from anything. The father was one of those makadish. I tell her, you can marry a gezuntahit without, you can marry him gezuntahit without heart palpitations. I won't go and tell those when you make kedushin over again. That's amazeg alechta. I believe you. Namata ranesh ish. So koch, make the suin. I believe you're the one that made the eris. That is in case number one. So Tarajbe, and the case when there's two people, and one is giving a get. Efshaloima, kshasheni, ksheba lichna isarach kedusha machayim. Sheikh Nisa Rishain Besafik Alze. That means like this. Here I can't say with a straight face that she's Zicha, the second one's wife, because I told the first one to give a get. So since the first one has to give a get, so that is proof that I'm still in back of my mind, I'm thinking maybe she's married to the first one. If she is married to the first one, so I can tell the first one making a suin without any asik. I have already a suffix that maybe Shitaka was married to the first one. So Mamel the Rashba says in this case he has to make Erisin over again. But the Beis Shmuel says Rashi and Tosfos who diagnosed this whole scenario and explained that the first one, I know the first one is a liar because that's how I figured it out, because the first one is trying to be mishtamet himself in all ways as possible. That's why he's giving a get. And that's why I assume he's the liar. So the Beis Shmuel says, according to Rashi and Tosfos, the second one will not have to make Eirusin again. He makes Nisuin right away. That is Pshat 2 now in Rav Asi. Tanya kebosi de rabasi, yeva baraisa arayet rabasi. The baraisa says as follows, kidashti es biti, vengi de le mi kidashti, aboyechad vama kidashti o, af nemon lichnois. He's nemon lichnois, a klola kabashi. That the one who comes and says kidashti is nemon to be kindness, I'm not afraid of it, tzrei tokvoi. Mirtas, that means if he'd be a liar, he'd scared, he'd be scared to look the father in the eye and tell him that I was the one that married your daughter. And if he does it, it's a guy who's telling the truth. Konso. Now, what is if it was Konso? Ubo echod va'omar kidashtia. Oh, yeah, he was kindness, huh? And now someone comes and says that, that he was Makadisha. Loikol aimenu la Israolo. So he is known among us whatsoever, the Asa. The Rajba says on this Gemara, Lav Dafke Konso Elohuadin Hitiru Linose. That means if he was the first one. And he came to Bezdin and he came to the father, he says, I'm the one. And the father didn't know, and we have a raya of Mirtis, and Bezdin says, you're allowed to marry him. So Rabbi Kevega says, we have a klal, kol mokim shemina teira eidechot areihen kishnayim, ve'ein vorov shel echot b'mokim shnayim. So Rabbi Kevega explains, after we gave him an amonis already, so he has an alimus of shnayim, and the second one that wants to counteract his statement is Ein Borov Shel Echad B'Mokim Shnayim. So Afilu, he wasn't even kindness yet, but he received the heter from Bezin to be kindness, so he gets an Alimus and his Namonis, and the second one can be Makrish. Ha'isha Sha'omron is Kadashti. Now the Baraisa says the same thing what Ravasi had said. What if she said niskadashti, ve'ena yedas lami niskadashti, ubo echot v'omar ani kidashti, einema lichnois, ibnei shehi mechapa olov, because I'm afraid that, as we had mentioned before, she has a very bleak future in front of her, and if he comes and says he's the husband, she'll gladly try to convince herself that he's talking to the husband. It doesn't look too bad. It could be he's the husband. No, my memory isn't too good. So Memele, and later she'll be mechap on him. So therefore, by her, there's no namonis from his time. He's not scared of her. Let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Kidashti es biti, kitano, Bahula Yodalami. Miss Rashi, I don't know, Pshat by Rashi has to talk about, say she's a Ktana, she could be an Arab. Bahula Yodalami, it says in the Braise of Aini Yedei Lami. I don't know what Rashi is saying here, but let's go further. Neman Lichnois. The Mirtes, Dov, he's scared of the father. Vade Leyachapa Olok. The father, if the father chaps that he's saying a lie, he won't cover up. Avaleisha shekibla kedushin v'ein yedas mimi ubo echad. And now someone comes and says he's the husband. Le mirtes, he's not scared of her. The yedayu shetei mechapol of she'll cover up. She has a meiradik in the gear that a husband should come. The tisratza boy, and she'll become a rutza with him, and she'll convince herself he was taking the husband. He weighs 200 pounds more. No, some of these things can happen. Everything will be in this yashiv by her that he's taking the husband. V'takrish eskola bo loima oid anihu. And if she made up her mind, she says, he's not afraid of her. He's not afraid of coming competition. He can twist her around his finger, and so Mamela said there's no biru whatsoever that he's the husband. So it's also lakainsa. Now we have a new sugya. Iboyi lohu, mahu liskel al yodai. Now this is a new sugya. like a lot of Rishonim learn, let's learn this pshat. Our Mishnah is speaking about that a father said, Kidashti is biti ve'eni day lami kidashti. Fine, that's the case of our Mishnah. But let's not talk about the case of our Mishnah. We're speaking about a father which has difficulties in remembering chotem. The Gemara calls a shayla, a father comes and says, I married both my daughter to Beryl. He says, Pepe Mole, you have any Eidim? No Eidim, I'm telling you, I married her off to Beryl, finished. And now later, the daughter comes and is Mizana with someone. The shayla is, well, we give the daughter skill. We do not have two Eidim that say that she ever got married to Beryl. But the father said, is the father Nemon, that she's niskal al yidei nemonusoy, or maybe the Torah never gave him such an amonus. So we have here amachloikis amayloi. Ibo yiluhu, mahu liskal al yodai. Will she get skila through him? So here amachloikis, Rav Omar ein soiklin. Rav says, no, you'll never give her skila, because he said, Ravasi Omar soiklin. Ravasi says, no, we'll give her skila. Now the Gemara explains, Rav Omar ein zeiklin, ki hemne rachmona lo'ov li'isure. We'll soon see Rashi being zaposik. There's a posik in the Torah, as biti nosati le'isha zeh. And somehow it would seem from this posik, if the posik is relating this statement of the father, so vaistis is nemo. But what is, for what reason is the Torah? There was an embarrassing situation over here. She got married, and this person found dating that she was Mizan, and he wants to kill her. This is Lebedik. And the father comes, and all of a sudden, the father gives a hakdome. Esbiti nasati li shazet. So why did the Torah have to write this hakdome? So we would see from the Torah that the Torah is telling us that he's like a Maida B'mitzvah over here. He's saying, that's true. That's sure, she's Taki's wife. I'm not, now we have to be done. Was she Mizana Tachta? Wasn't she Mizana Tachta? But the first Nikuda in this problem is, it's Taki Chua's Biti Nasati Lisha said. It seems, and he has Nemonis to say this. So Memele, so Rav said, he's Taki Nemon, ki hemne rachmon olov li sure. He's Nemon, that after he says this, no one is permitted to marry her. Liktol aloy hemne, but he's not nemon that she should get killed through him. Chavasi yomar seiklin will give skila also. Likulei milsei hemne rachmon la'ab. That the Torah gave him a complete nemonis b'negeya all nikudis, gabi all shailas. The Torah, it seems we gave him an emonis, so he's nemo legabi everything. Let us see what Rashi says. Mahu liska lo yodi shalov. Klaima opit imoma kidashti esbiti. Ve'edi kedushin ein boin lefoneinu. But the father said I married her. Vizinsa. Mahu lahachsek alpiv kedinara hamurosa ulasaikla. The father said he married her. So Mamela, can I assume what he said is true and not give us skila? So the machlek is Rav and Ravas. Rav says, ki emni rachmanulov has beaten us atilisha zeh, which seems, if the Torah wrote this down, it seems he's nemon on what he said, li sura. La oisra al kaloyla. Ataki has an amonis. If the father said this, no one's permitted to marry you. But the cycle, you're not nemo. And Rabasi says the Torah gave him an amonis legabi everything, nemo the cycle also. I just like to mention the Yesaidis to Kekashe from the Pnei Yeshua. And he said this to Keteretz from Rabbi Kiveika. The Pnei Yeshua asks, Amir de Kekash. Rav says that the Nemonis of the Ov is Mugbo. The Tehillim believe in everything. The Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin Paskin. Eid echad omar shezeh chelet. Eid echad comes to Bezin and says, this is chelet. So the Rambam arei hurzakein. No, Eid echad said it's chelet, so we assume that it's chelet. Umi sheyoichal ha chelet, yiya chayiv malkis. That's what the Rambam says. So the Rambam says, even though we know klo, that ein ed leikom eid echad beish lechol oveinu lechol chatos, that an Eidechot cannot come for Onshim. An Eidechot is not Nemon for Onshim. An Eidechot will say, Reuven ate Chelev, we will not give Reuven Malkis, because an Eidechot is not Nemon as Lagabi Onshim. But, if an Eidechot said that this is Chelev, and Harei Huzakein, so we is in Chelev, if this is Chelev or not Chelev, he has an Nemon, so we believe him that it's Chelev. Now, someone eats this Chelev, which we believed him that it was chelet. So the dinners will give him malchus. So from the Rambam we see a meiridike concept that even though the yisod anemonis is only anemonis lagabi issa, but if harei hurzakein, but we assume this, lagabi issa, we assume that he's right. So now we'll give malchus also. Frek the pnei Yeshua, so what pshat in Rav? Rav said, le'isurehem, I believe the father is Nemon, she's an Eishas Ish, and le'isure is Nemon, he's Nemon le'isur, minatayr is Nemon, I'm speaking about the Rabbonah, minatayr is Nemon, sure, but you won't be managed. Frekte p'nei Yeshua, that comes automatically. If le'isurehem, so, just like the Rambam says, you get Malkus and the Chil, we should get Misal to Eishas Ish. This is the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha, a Meiridike Kasha. So Rabbi Keveger in the Tshuva says, maybe we could differentiate between Malkus and Misa. That's what Rabbi Keveger says. But Rabbi Keveger did not elaborate how we're able to differentiate. Malkus and Misa, we can differentiate. So the Gedolei Achronim, I saw that Dvar Yaakov brings down from a Kevet Shiurim, someone else, a meiridike lomdische vote. And the vote is as follows. The vote is if a person is oiver an iser de reise, demazed, he's a roshe. It's osa, and you were oiver, that's called a roshe. A roshe is oiver an iser de reise, demazed. Vahoya im bin hakaisa rosh. You know what you do to a rosh? You give him malchus. Vahoya im bin hakaisa rosh. So you say, Amir de Kizach. If an Eid Echad said that this is Chelev, Bezn, who's the guy of the Bezn said that Echad says Chelev? Rabboisai, now signs are put up all over town. This meat is Chelev. This meat is Chelev. No one is allowed to eat. Perhaps I didn't say the right nusach in the sign. No one is allowed to eat this meat because the Eid Echad said it's chayil. So Eid Echad nemon bi isure. That means, if we'll ask a shayla, do you know for sure it's chaylev? In Himmel today, know it's chaylev. So Bezlan Taylor said, but stutzach in Himmel, I'm the faithless idea. Le b'shamayimi. But I'll tell you, it's also, you're not allowed to eat it. Eid Echad says that it's chaylev, And he was accepted in Bethlehem, and no one is saying Fakel, you're not allowed to eat it. So he gets Malkis because he was over the Isser of Chalev. Is it Be'emis Chalev? I don't know if it's Be'emis, but it doesn't matter, it's irrelevant. This person was over an Isser because Eidecho Nemon be Isurin. In Isurim is Nemon. So he's Nemon to say you're not allowed to eat it, and if you eat it, you're a Rosh, you get Malkis. The einish of Misa is not because you are Ivan Issa. The einish of Misa is because you are a boil an Eishas Ish. Ooh. Who says she's an Eishas Ish? The father, that's what Rav said. Rav said the father, Lisurei Emne. The father's name went to say, you're not allowed to marry my daughter. I married her off. She's an Eishas Ish. So Legabe Isurim is Nemun. You're not allowed to. 100%. But is she klapish maya galya nashis ish? I never said she was a nashis ish. Here you need a birlof to aid them. So that's the machloikis, that's a Rabbi Chananas Mavaya, that is a teret on the Bnei Yeshua's kasha. That means Rav held, Rabasi held the Torah gave him the monas, the Torah's beating sashes, that means Lagabi everything the Torah gave him in the moment. That's John the Pusik. Fine, that's how Rabasi lom shan the Pusik. Well, that's John the Pusik, so there's nothing more to talk about. But Rav said, no, the Pusik does not mean these Nemo Lagabi everything. Leisurehemne. And the monas Lagabi Yisurim will only help Lagabi Malkus, not Lagabi Misa. That is how Abba Chonon wants to say Pshat in this Rabbi Kevega. Now let us see Taisvis. L'ktole loy hemne.
L'ktole loy hemne. So, Av said l'ktole loy hemne. Ve'im taima. In fact, Taisvis, let's learn from this. V'oksiv ba'ise parsha doma abiti nosati li'isha zeh. Uskalua. It says later, if it was Emesoyadova, if she was Takimizana. So let's learn the Parsha. The Parsha says, the father, the beginning of the Parsha says, that the father comes as beating us out till Isha Zen, and does Nisha the Matzosib Suleiman. Then we see, and if the Baal is saying a lie, and the post was a Simla, and they find out she did it, Suleiman, fine. Then be Yisroel, he's like, it's Knas, the Malka's fine. But in Emesoyadovo, though she was talking Mizane, and the Pasuk is speaking about that he brought Edim, the Baal brought Edim that I made, that she was Mizane before the Nisuin. So then, Skalua, you give her Skila. So Alma, so Tosfos says, so that's the flow of the Pasha. The father started off by saying it's Biti Nosati, and then we have a scenario. Either the husband was a liar, so then he gets Malkus. If the husband is telling the truth, you kill her. Now, how do we know that she's an Eishas Ish? How do you kill her? Who says she ever got married? Well, that's the beginning of the Parsha. As Biti Nosati Li Shazeh. So we see Klo that the father's number to be cyclos. What did Rav say? L'Ktolu Lehemne? The Parsha says it's Kalua. That's Taisvus Kasha. V'Yeshloim the Skalua. That means you have to interject something in the Pasuk. That means that the Pasuk Taka was Megala, that the father has Nemonit. But that what it says is Skalua. It means we have to say that if there were Eidim that she was married, then it'll be Skalua. I mean, that was the Torah mentioned, that the father said this, so by his he has Nemonit to say this. But the Skalua will have to say is speaking about that they were Edom. Now, Rabbi Kevega asks, Mordike Kasha and Taisvis. When we learn this Taisvis, so it seems as follows. Taisvis has a Kasha and Rav. Rav, how could you say that he's not Nemon for the Kotla, the killer? The Pasuk says it's Skalua. What did you do with the Pasuk? So Taisvis answers, Rav will have to put a hagor there when we learn that pasuk is klu. We have to say if the way then we'll give up. But according to Ravasi, the pasuk we learn the pasuk like a breeze. Oh, it says it's being inside the shazen. Ah, see, that's the pasuk. Rabbi Kevega doesn't understand what's flying here. When did the father say it's beating us out the shazen? This is talking about that the husband was boyla and he came lematzosi with bitchapsulim, and then everyone comes to Bezdin. And then the father clears his throat and says, it's beating us out, Elisha. That's where the father starts talking. So, Fekta Bekevega, she was Mizana before. Meduba, she was Mizana before. How did he give her Haskor? Skalua, we're talking about. You're giving her Skila. So you have to say, when she was Mizana, that they were Masra, and they warned her. Who was Masra? No one even knows she got married. So, Kochach, you have to say that they were Edim. Before the father opened up his mouth, there were Edim that were mayor that she got married. Or else the whole story doesn't make sense. So that's how the Kevegas Kasha and Taisvis, because Taisvis seems to say, according to Rav, we will say like this, but according to Rav Asi, the Pasuk is beautiful.
According to Rav Ashi, you also have to say that this Edom that she was married before, or else they never would have given her Asra. Now let's go a little further. Rav Ashi Omar Soiklin, L'kula Milsa Hemne Rachmon Amat. Omar Rav Ashi. Now, Rav Ashi said that the nemonis of the father is complete. It's a complete namonis afilu legabi onshe. Omar Rav Ashi umoidina, but I'm moide. Boimeres niskadashti. What if she said that I married to Bel, and later she was mizane with Yankel? She ain't cycling. If she said that she got married to Bel and then she was mizane with Yankiv, and we want to now give her skila because she was the one that said she's a nation. She ain't cycling. What does Rashi say? What is by meres is kadashti vizin zahach okay? She ain't cycling noisal pia. Here we will not give her skila. Ba'af al pi shirzika atzmo koydem az nus. So Rav Ashi, who was the machmer and said that the father is nemon in soiklin al yodai, the same Rav Ashi says, but if she says it, he won't get malchus. She won't get misa. Omar Rav Ashi, yeah. Omar Rav Ashi, hani shmeitzen vidi merafsen igre. Rabasi gives Agadome. He says, really, if you don't understand my reasons, so really, the roof should blow up by hearing the two alochas I said. I said two alochas, and if you're holding cheshbon, then it should be such a pillar what I'm saying, that the roof should blow up. Hashtem. Uma b'mokem, shimbo lichnois koinis, amret soiklim, Mokim shimbo lichnois ein kainis, ein adin shesoiklin. Now, Rav Ashi said, let's say this, please, Meinik, and then we'll see in Meinik and Rashi. Rav Ashi said, he says, I'd said two alochas. One alocha I had said, that if the father said that he was Makadisha, she was Mizana, she gets killed. If she says she was Makadish herself, and she was she's a nation siege, and she was Mazana, she doesn't get skilled. One thing. Then I said another thing before. I said, well, the Mishnah says, if the father said he was Makadisha, and someone comes and says, I'm the Chosen, Mutalichmesh. Allowed to be, allowed to be Meknesuin. If she says, Niskadashti, and someone, I don't know who the husband is, and he comes and says, I am the husband. Asalichmais. Now he says, Lechayre, these two things are stiridik. And let us explain. And I'd like to mention one nekude that the Ayelas HaShachar brings down, which will make us understand our Gemara much better. Let's start from that nekuda and we'll work ourselves down. The shita shalai noida lami. We're learning a Mishnah. The father says, Kidashti is biti. And a person comes and says, I'm the chosen. We paskan like Rav Ashi. He's Nemon. Now, and we have a lomdish. No, he's Nemon because even though it's Yitzchak talked for it, but he's scared to go and look the father in the eye and say, I'm the chosen. If he really knows he's not the chosen, he's Nemon. The shita shalai noida lami klelza shaila. What'll be in such a case? Forget about a father. Two edim come and said they witnessed a kedushin. This woman got married. They don't remember who the husband was. And a person will come over to these two edim. He says, I was the husband. Will it be nemon lichnois according to Rav Ashi? Yes or no? So that Shita Shalai Noida Lami says, it's a good child. I don't know what to tell you. Could be not.
could be not. So now, how do we understand the Shita Shloi Noidolamei? What's the chilek? The father said, I married her, and this person comes and looks at the father in the eye, and he says, I'm the chosen. He's still telling the truth. He wouldn't have the guts and the audacity to say that he's the husband, if he's not. And to come over to aid them and say to them, I was the one underneath the chuppah, and he doesn't have the guts to aid them. So why isn't he Neman? So Al Kochach, from the Shita Shalei Noidel Ami, it would seem as follows. There's one point here which we have been overlooking. And what is the point? The point is like this. When the father says, Kidashti es biti, we assume Mestama he married her. And this person says that he's the chosen, we assume Mestama you're the chosen. But in the back of our minds, there's a clause. Afili, you'll say, maybe he's not the chosen. Maybe there's a one in a chance in a thousand, maybe he's not the chosen. So there's one chance in a thousand, maybe the father is not telling the truth that he married her. So memele, so don't have heart palpitations. That means that even though the proof that the chosen is telling the truth is not 1,000,000,000% eisgehalten, but that she's an Aisha, she's also not 1,000,000,000% eisgehalten. Who said that the father is Teres Meishalpiv? So Mele, that is why we believe the chosen. But the Shita Shalom Eidim is, but if two Eidim come and say, we were there by the marriage, and that by us is, Al Pishnai Meidim Yochum Dova, this is 1,000,000,000% true that she's married, and then a chosen will come and say, I was the one. So the Shita Shalom Eidim says, I don't know if you can rely on it. So it comes out, he injects into our sugya, we have in the favor of the chosen, the perhaps remote possibility that she never was an Ashishish. And that counteracts the remote possibility he's saying a lie. So that, but by the way, then he doesn't really know if we'll believe the chosen, yes or no. So now we're going to understand Rabasi. So Rabasi said, I said two halachas, and you should really jump down my neck from these two halachas. One halacha I said, if a father says, Kidashti es biti, we'll get skillet. So Vaistois, and if she says, Kidashti es biti, won't get skillet. That's one halacha. So you see from this that who is a greater namonis? The father over her. That's what you see. And Le'idach Gisa, I said, if a chosin comes to the father and says, I'm the chosin, you believe the chosin. And the chosin comes to her and says, I'm the chosin, you don't believe. So from the second halacha, it would seem that her namonis is greater than the father's halacha. And that's why he's believed by the father and not by her. From my first halacha, I said that she'll get skila through the namonis of the father and not through herself. I see the namonis of the father is greater. So Ravasi says, Raboisa, you'll hear these two halachas, so the roof will explode. It doesn't make sense. So Ravasi is going to explain to us, there's no steer in these two halachas. Now we can see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Merav Senigre, these two halachas, Mishabreis Gagin Valiis, this could break roofs. It's very difficult for a person to hear these two halachas. They don't understand the true reason, so they have difficulties accepting these two halachas. If a person came before the father, I say he's nemo, the kindness, and he's allowed to be kindness. So we see from that it's not 1,000,000,000% sure that she's a Mekadeshes. Because if it would be 1,000,000,000% sure that she's a Mekadeshes, then would be Machma. Maybe this person is Fotalaya. So you see, if she's Mutel to the Chosen, so see the father's also not a 100% proof.
Alze amina, but from deswegen I say, good, it's not 100%, it's 90%. But soiklin apiyov, and I'm sure there's also enough to give skila. You don't need 100% of money to give skila. Makim shimba lichnai seine kainis. But when it comes to the daughter, when she says niskadash, she said, there, I said, he can't marry her. Kigain shaman niskadash, when he does a me, shech malno ala. Here I was machma. So it would seem when she says that Niskadashti, we believe her 100% that she's married. And we don't know too, and therefore we will not rely on his demonis. So avada givis, we should zicha give skila. So that is what Chavasi is saying, that even though I said that when she says that Niskadashti, you don't get skila, and even though I said when she says Niskadashti is not Nemon, you should not say, Hani shmaitse didi marafse nigre, in your meka kalvachoyma, hashte bamokim shbolichna is koines by a father, amre tzoiklem, Makim shibalichnes ein koines ein edin shaloi saikon. Bavaloi, it's not a kashe. We'll stop over here.